Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Strofi Polisat second quarter 2019 results conference call. I will now hand you over to our CEO, Mr. Miroslav Blaszczyk, who will take you through the presentation. Dear speaker, please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to our usual quarterly result call. As for today, the agenda of the call has been presented on the slide number 3. As usually, we will summarize the quarter and discuss our operating and financial results. A novelty is that our presenting team has been extended by Stanisław Janowski, the newly appointed CEO of TV Polsat. Newly appointed, but well known. Stanisław works with Polsat family since 2006. For many years, he has been responsible for running our Polsat Media at Broker H House. Right now, he is responsible for running our TV broadcasting business as a whole. And I believe the results he achieved in his first quarter as the CEO prove that he is a right person in the right place. Naturally, Maciej and Kasia have also a successful quarter to talk about. But before I hand the floor to the team, let me summarize the quarter briefly. Last time, Maciej announced to you a new pay TV solution based on OTT concept. And actually, we've got it live. Our EvoBox IP set-top box was launched in July and seems to be a very interesting alternative for the customers who seek for a flexible solution. It can be connected to any internet of any provider. Cable, Wi-Fi, mobile, all technologies can be used. We believe it is a revolutionary solution as a customer does not have any strings attached. He can flexibly switch selected channels on and off whenever he wants. He can take device with him to his summer cottage or holidays, find any reasonable internet connection, and start enjoying his preferred content. When the summer is over, he can change his programming or decide to switch it off. As said last time, our claim is TV for everybody, everywhere. And this OTT product is a proof. Another topic worth mentioning is that we were successful in buying PKO Ekstraklasa, which is a Polish premiership. Customers of Cyfrowy Polsat can watch this content on Canal Plus Sport 3 and 4 channels, available for additional fee. But of course, PKO Ekstraklasa is just one league, while Cyfrowy Polsat offers currently much more to football fans. Within the recent 2 years, we were successful in building a very broad offering for our customers. Champions League, Europe League, Spanish, German and Italian football create a very interesting offer. What's also important, even though sports content is not a cheap one, the deal that we have concluded had minor, if any, impact of our financial results so far, but the monetization potential is still in front of us. The fact that we developed our business smoothly, with high attention paid to our profitability, found a reflection also in positive decision of Moody's Investor Service, one of the rating agencies that we cooperate with. Moody's has upgraded our rating to Ba1, which is just one notch below at investment grade. I believe our target for deleveraging is executed very fast. But first of all, let me give the floor to Staszek, who will present the results of our broadcasting arm.
Good afternoon. As I have been introduced by Mirek already, I can only say that it's my pleasure to join the team involved in describing our results to the investors community, especially that the second quarter looks really good. First of all, TV Polsat, our major channel, with viewership of 11.4%, has returned to number one position among Polish channels in a commercial group. Moreover, a combined viewership of our channels amounted to almost 25%, which means we are at the high end of our strategic target, which remains unchanged. I mean, TV Polsat's long-term strategy assumes maintaining a viewership of 23-25% with strict cost control, and under my leadership, these targets remain unchanged. When we switch to the next slide, you will see our monetization results look really good as well. As expected, the whole market was slightly down because of challenging base effect. Nevertheless, in this environment, TV Polsat was successful in adding revenue to our top line. Our TV advertising and sponsorship revenue grew by 1%, which resulted in our market share going up to 27.2%. The next slide summarizes our six-month performance. Also in this perspective, TV Polsat remains the number one choice of the Polish viewers. While our 34 channels together generated stable 24% viewership, which is just in the very medium of our target corridor. And to make it short, let's switch to the next slide. In slightly unfavorable market conditions, we were successful in growing our ad revenues by almost 1%. Thus increasing our market share to 27.6%, which I find as a success. In this period, the market was down by almost 2%, which was resulting from a high base effect. The scale of decline was not very significant, hence our full-year guidance of low one-digit growth of the TV ad market seems still realistic. So, to sum it up, strong viewership and healthy top-line growth make me very satisfied. It encouraged us to invest a bit more in our content for the second half of the year, as we seek for better market conditions in the months to come. Thank you very much for this conference, and now I give the floor to Maciej, who will tell you more about our retail business.
Thank you, Staszek, and congratulations on your strong execution. In retail business, as usually, I will start with the Smart Dom program. Our multiplay base goes up gradually, with 15% year-on-year growth rate. As a result, in June 19, already 1.9 million of our customers benefited from our bundling programs. These customers use 5.7 million services jointly. And the churn. Over the last few quarters, we keep on repeating that the churn ratio is record low. However, each following quarter proves we can do even better. This time the churn ratio is low as 7.0% only. I believe it's clear proof that our multiplay strategy works efficiently and makes our customers satisfied with our offer and our service level. Low churn is very helpful in retaining our services. However, strong sales need to be added in order to grow the scale of our business. And it's shown on slide number 14, where again, we can report a very strong net additions of our contracted RGUs. We provide almost 14.5 million contracted services already. In 12-month perspective, our RGU base went up by 522,000. At the moment, the biggest growth is generated in mobile telephony segment. However, our pay TV is also healthy with the number of services provided of 5.1 million. This growth is the result of upselling of our multi-room and video online products to our DTH and mobile customers. It's worth mentioning this quarter does not include any positive impact of our new OTT box product that Mirek was talking about. We intend to talk with you about OTT set-top boxes sales results next quarter. Finally, our contract mobile internet is stable at 1.8 million RGU level. Given the market seems fully saturated with this product, maintaining a stable leadership position is a strong result, I believe. If we switch to ARPU slide, I'm happy to report to you another quarter of a growth. Our ARPU went up by 50 groszy year-on-year, and as you can see, our customers use on average 2.56 services each. With the growing portfolio of our services, we expect this ratio to grow further. And last, but not least, let's look at prepaid segment. You still need to remember, in 2018, we decided to sell our low-end brand, Adva Mobile, to one of our MVNOs, which still explains year-on-year RGU-based decline as presented. However, in Q-on-Q perspective, you can see that our prepaid base shows very stable result of over 2.6 million RGUs. Please, also pay attention to our ARPU. Usually we expect a stable level of this KPI, but this time we achieved 2% growth up to almost 21 zloty. That concludes my presentation this time. What makes me happy in Q2 is a continued growth of our multiplay base, translated into very low churn and growing ARPU. Moreover, I'm very satisfied with the new Internet TV products that we intend to focus on in the future. Now, I will give the floor to Kasia, who will present to you the financial results of our business initiatives.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today I have the pleasure of presenting you with Q2 results. Please note that as of January 2019, we adopted IFRS 16 reporting standard. Therefore, 2019 financial results are not comparable to 2018 results. For your convenience, we're presenting the results for 2019 in two versions, with and without IFRS 16. So passing to the results. Excluding IFRS 16, our revenue grew by almost 12% to 2.9 billion zlotys. The next slide will show you that this growth is generated on both operating segments. Our EBITDA grew by 1.4% year-on-year to 960 million zlotys, and if we adopt IFRS 16 EBITDA results, reaches almost 1.1 billion. Free cash flow of 1.4 billion is very comparable to one we presented last time, as it's fully in line with our expectations. Leverage ratio, as presented, excludes IFRS 16 and is down to 257 from 273 6 months ago. On both free cash flow and leverage ratio, I will elaborate on the next slides. So passing to the next slides, if we decompose the growth by segment, you can see that almost 70% of the top line growth comes from retail segment, but our smaller TV broadcasting segment adds another 107 million to consolidated revenue. At the EBITDA level, both segments grow slightly as well. As far as the free cash flow is concerned, the value generated in the second quarter is almost exactly the same as the one reported a year ago, even though CapEx cost this year is noticeably higher. As mentioned earlier, the last 12-month result is just in the middle of my guidance for 2019. Nevertheless, I want to flag here that we see a very strong demand for the customer's equipment this year, which encourages us to increase our inventories for the months to come. Please remember, a significant part of the customer equipment is sold in installments, which impacts our working capital. Therefore, if the customer demand is maintained going forward, I may consider reviewing my free cash flow guidance in November. Now, passing to the cash flow. First of all, you will notice that we spent almost 100 million for some acquisitions this time, including another payment for the rest of 11 Sports Network. We're happy with this performance of this company, so we decided to increase our stake to almost 100%. Secondly, the CapEx revenue ratio is in line with my full year guidance, and I believe it should not change much in the second part of the year. Thirdly, over the first part of the year, we have repaid 850 million of our bank credit facilities, while bond refinancing has not impacted our cash position at this stage, but will contribute positively to our free cash flow going forward. And now passing to debt, please note that our net debt was again below 10 billion zlotys. Revolving facility utilization was exactly the same as 3 months ago and amounted to 270 million, which is the revolving facility of Netia. As previously, we present you with the leverage ratio both including and excluding the impact of IFRS 16. The leverage ratio under our SFA definition declined to 257, while the one including IFRS 16 amounted to 277. Our weighted average interest cost remains at 3.3, and given we decided to pay almost 600 million of dividend in the second half of 2019, you should not expect that our cost of debt will be changed for quarters to come. And this would have been all as far as financials are concerned. This time I'm especially satisfied with the very dynamic top-line growth in both segments, as well as strong deleveraging path, which gives me comfort in sharing our profits with the shareholders. And now for the summary, I'm passing to Mirek.
Thank you, Kasia. As you can see, our results continue to be very sound, so I can only summarize this successful quarter. First of all, new long-awaited product. We work on that for a longer time with the design of the equipment, development of the software, building library of the content rights, constructing the offer, etc. But finally, we have it in our points of sales, and the first sales results are very promising. Secondly, I've opened the presentation with football. But football constitutes not only a part of our sports offering. Our marketing column is a maximum of sport in Cyfrowy Polsat, and it is not empty advertising slogan. We have many football leagues and tournaments, all volleyball events, Formula One with Robert Kubica on board again, boxing and MMA tournaments, speedway, tennis, and many more. I believe I can claim currently Cyfrowy Polsat has got the broadest offer of sports for Polish customers. If operations are concerned, we were successful in building our RGU base and ARPU while reducing churn further down. TV Polsat has a very successful quarter under the new management team and interesting autumn scheduling. And finally, I'm very glad that with our recent dividend policy, we have found the correct balance between shareholders' remuneration and lender safety. The rating upgrade shortly after a new dividend policy announcement is the best proof, I believe. That concludes our presentation and takes us to Q&A session. Operator.
We will now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question. Please introduce yourself before you ask your question. Your line is open now.
Hi, I'm Noor Anas from Erste Group. Thank you for taking my question and for the presentation. I would have a couple of questions. First of all, we've seen an increase in OPEX year on year. And I would like to ask you, are there any cost control measures in place or plan to be implemented for the second half of the year? Here I would rather refer to content and technical costs. And the second would be about the price increase that you are planning to do this autumn. And you mentioned also the new internet product that this is somehow related to the price increase. So you would increase the prices only after the implementation of these new internet products. And are there any updates in them? Thank you very much.
Hello, it's Kasia Ostap speaking. I would like to answer your question about increasing OPEX. and possible cost control measures. Basically, these two periods are not comparable in full, because we made some acquisitions last year, like 11 sports, which were not presented in the pro forma, and which including also some other companies which will not serve to comparability. That's the first thing. The other thing is we have in cost some unavoidable costs that are actually beyond our control in short term, which, for example, is the cost of electricity that is supporting our BTSs. And this is for this, apart from what we do for many years now, which is reinstalling the energy-saving equipment, is beyond our control because the cost of energy is regulated in Poland. So as per cost control measures, what you could see in a cost is, for example, the increasing cost of manpower, which basically is the reason of our insourcing of some functions. And you see the decrease in some other cost. You should see the decrease in some other cost. Basically, we save whatever we can in OPEX, and you cannot expect any cost control initiative, because basically what we are a cost controlling company. We always say we have it imprinted in our DNA.
Okay, so that's my part about changes in pricing. So the timing of potential changes in our offering is tightly related with our major IT restructuring project that we initiated a few years ago. So in fact, we are replacing our sales system and CRM platforms in Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel. And it means we need to migrate over 10 million contracts and few thousand various price plans created in the past. The project is currently in its final testing phase, but as of today, an outcome is still unknown for us. So introducing major pricing changes at this stage can either delay the IT project or cost significant incremental costs that we would like to avoid, in fact. So our project managers claim that within 2-3 weeks from now, we should know whether the initially planned autumn launch date is realistic, or we should rather expect a delay until early 2020. We need to be aware we are getting close to Q4 peak sales season. In this context, late autumn implementation will not be taken into consideration. So we have a backup plan in case the project is delayed and some changes in our offers are still applicable. But we need to wait a few weeks for a final decision, to be honest. So this is about the pricing and about our internet TV box. So we launched the product early July. We are very satisfied with the results. We will know more about the product next 3-4 months, so probably we will have more information about the sales on next conference, so it's like November. This is like revolutionary, spectacular product, because this is like internet TV with set-top box, so you can connect set-top box to any internet you have at home. You can connect to mobile internet, to cable internet, via Wi-Fi, wherever. And the second thing, that product is elastic. So you pay for packages when you watch on 30 days subscription. So in fact, you buy set-top box or you rent set-top box, because there are two ways of having this TV offer. And then you create your offering on monthly basis. You watch what you like and what you need to watch. So this is really great product, and first sales results are very good for us. We are very satisfied. This product is offered with 3 months open window. So everything what is accessible in this setup box is open for 3 months. So in fact, we believe that this product will build our ARPU, but we need to wait like till October, November. So then we know exactly how this Elastic offer works. So what people in fact choose from our offering. And you can buy in fact 9 packages. So there are 3 basic packages. So then 3 premium packages and then 3 thematic packages just to choose. So this is really great product and we are really excited just to have first results of our flexible internet TV offer with set-top box. So in fact we have like TV user experience with I can say flexibility of internet solutions. So this is great.
Thank you. I would also have a follow-up question to the first one. So basically, you mentioned that EBITDA would remain stable from this quarter to the next based on the higher energy prices. This is my first question, and then the second would be about the further information about your guidance on revenue and CapEx. Thank you.
Okay, as far as energy is concerned, in the second half of 2018, we already have higher cost of energy, so I suppose the negative impact will be the first half. As far as the CapEx is concerned, we expecting 11%.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no further questions at the moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
So thank you for the conference today, and we are inviting you for the next conference to be held in November this year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.